Columbus Blue Jackets Cup, the championship of the Capital Hockey Conference. I'm Greg Waddell. Very happy to be with you on this Sunday afternoon as we got a great matchup in store, a rematch from a year ago as last year's champion, the Dublin Jerome Celtics, set to take on the Olentangy Liberty Patriots. With Mike Reeder, the head coach of the Archbishop Moeller Crusaders, I am Greg Waddell. And Coach Reeder, first of all, appreciate you coming up here and helping us out here today, giving us your expert commentary of this game. First of all, congratulations to your team. You guys, just before this, took part in what they called the consolation bracket, and you guys went all the way through, ran the gamut, and had a big win over Springboro to win the consolation round. So congratulations to the Crusaders.
Yeah, thank you, and the boys played hard. But, you know, this is where the rubber meets the road right here. This is a big game, and we were proud of our boys for winning, but we wanted to be playing these guys.
Well, now, and Moeller was part of the red division. That's where these two teams also come out of. And as things played out during the course of the regular season, it was Jerome and Liberty that were atop of the red division. You were there as well and finished sixth, and that moved you down to the other bracket. But we can get into that during the course of the broadcast. But tell us a little bit about these two teams.
Well, I mean,
obviously, Dublin Jerome, they're the defending champs from a year ago. They got a lot of depth.
They sure do. They're well coached. Pat Murphy's done a great job all the years I've been here. I think he's been there all 14 years of the Celtics. And year in, year out, he's bringing in a good team. The kids listen to him. They hustle. They're tough. And they get the puck to the net. They get a lot of secondary scoring. But I'm sure they have some main guys. But, you know, they're a tough team. Liberty now, they're fast. They're tough. You know, these are the two best teams in our league. This is perfect. It's snowing outside, you know, and this is the way the championship game should be played.
Yeah, you might be able to see beyond the rink, just outside the glass windows on the far side. Yeah, there is snow coming down here in suburban Columbus, or downtown Columbus, we should say. In the regular season, it was Jerome finishing first place, and somewhere around the regular season with the conference had a 15-1 record. They did participate in a couple other tournaments, and they had a second loss. They lost one in the regular season to New Albany early on, a 9-3 loss. And talking with their head coach, Pat Murphy, as you mentioned, has been there, he said it was kind of a wake-up call for the team. And then over the Martin Luther King holiday weekend, they played in a tournament up in Toledo and lost to Upper Arlington. So,
yeah, we were there, and that's a great tournament. You see a lot of good teams, but Pat's team has come alive now. They've been the winners for they've won 8 out of 14 years they've been playing this league, and they own it. They feel like they can win if they just put in 45 hard, good minutes, and typically they do.
Yeah, they do. They've got a couple of scorers that we'll keep an eye out on. J.P. Weaver, he'll wear number 18. Also, Trent Belli had 12 goals, 20 assists in the regular season. Avery Malicki and also Nick Augenstein are a couple other guys we'll keep our eyes out on. As for Olentangy Liberty, they end up the regular season in second place in the red division. Their record was 18-10-2 as they are coached by Kevin Alexander. And as for Liberty, they had a couple of losses to Jerome during the regular season, but you kind of get familiar with each other. Anything can happen in any game.
Oh, yeah. You know, these two teams are very familiar with each other, and Kevin Alexander's done a great job when he picked up the team last year, and they haven't missed a beat since the new coaching staff came along. And, you know, they're big, they're fast, and it's going to be a great game. That's all I can say.
And it was certainly a great matchup a year ago. For Liberty, they had to really fight hard to get here. They had a big-time matchup last night and outlasted Upper Arlington in overtime 1-0 as the game-winning goal was scored by senior Craig Ludwin. He wears number 2, and we'll see him out there as the players are starting to be introduced out on the ice right now. And we'll go to the PA announcer when they start to introduce the players, and then we'll take a pause before we have the opening puck drop. I'm very excited to be here at the Ohio Health Ice House in downtown Columbus, and we'll take a break and come back with starting lineups on ESPN Media.
Tri-State's largest full-line pawn shop at Ted's Pawn, 2026 Delaware Avenue in Norwood, Ohio. We offer collateral loans on almost anything of value. We also have one of the area's largest selections of pre-owned merchandise to choose from at bargain prices. Diamonds, jewelry, coins, firearms, musical instruments, and tools. Reach us today at 513-631-2112.
As soon as the anthem's done. Back here at the Ohio Health Ice House in downtown Columbus, we are Jason Nationwide Arena as it is the championship of the CBJ Cup, the Capital Hockey Conference culmination, the championship game today. With Mike Reeder, I'm Greg Ornell as we get you ready for the opening puck drop. Mike, we were talking right before the anthem there for Liberty. They had a hard-fought game a night ago. How does that mindset for them come in here? That's probably a little bit of an emotional drain, whereas you have the Celtics of Jerome High School. They coasted to a 6-1 win over New Albany. So what does that do for the mindset?
You know, it might get you in the third period. I think these two teams are focused to play a great game today. They certainly know each other very well. And, you know, you just keep the pressure on.
You see the puck, or the players coming to center ice. The opening puck drop as out at center ice was Dalton Miller for Jerome. They are wearing white, and the Liberty Patriots in the black jerseys trimmed out with blue pants. As Liberty on the attack here to start things off in the opening period, trying to put one into the high slot. That one tipped over to the far side by Jerome. Liberty able to hold the puck in as they'll fling one down low. That one goes off the end wall and over to the left corner. Coming back up the wall as Jerome able to clear that one back up ice right to the forward Nick Augenstein for Jerome as they will come into the offensive zone to give the puck right back. Liberty has it behind their own net. They'll clear it back up and out to center ice. Picking that one up is Ryan Jenkins for the Celts as we are not quite a minute underway. CBJ Championship, two top teams. It is Jerome and Liberty as it's a nice play at the blue line. Liberty steals it away. They'll work it up ice. The hero from last night's game firing that one wide, Craig Ludwin. That goes into the corner boards and back up the wall, left side, as Liberty trying to center that one up, but that one taken away out in front by Ryan Jenkins. Cleared out to center ice. Up ice, here comes J.P. Weaver. Leads the team with 17 goals. He'll go down to the right corner, then lose the handle of the puck. Slides over to the left corner. As trying to play that one back, though. Liberty tips it away. Can't clear it out, though. Held in by Vinny Comfort at the blue line, but it turned over as breaking up ice. 3-on-2, and dumping that one deep was Liberty's Craig Ludwin. One goes around the wall, back over to the left wing side. Tip back behind the net where Jerome picks it up. Trying to clear it up the wall, but here in the opening couple of minutes, looks like Liberty putting on a pretty good attack and limiting those early opportunities, Mike, for Jerome. Back to the blue line. It is Liberty trying to thread one through. Blocked down out in front. That shot taken by Keegan Pullins. Still down loose into the slot, but Jerome able to pick it up in front of their own net, and they'll clear it into the left corner boards. And that one works its way back up and out to center ice. 2 minutes in. CBJ Championship here on ESPN Media, powered by Sidearm Sports. Our second year broadcasting this one, and very happy to be back again, helping out the Capital Hockey Conference. There's the two top teams going at it right now. Jerome back in their own zone, trying to work it up to center ice, but turned over as Keegan Pullins takes it away for Liberty. Cross ice feed as it comes up over the blue line. Liberty tried to gain the handle of it, but can't track it down. Puck sent across the ice. Trying to chip that one up ahead. That was Evan Shea for Jerome. That one up near the Liberty blue line as the Patriots regain control of it. A little back and forth we go. Not a lot of shot opportunities either way thus far. Back looking for the first shot for either team. Puck again goes behind the Jerome net. And the Celtics have it. They look to clear it back to center ice as they have it. It's Evan Shea coming in over the blue line. Cuts to the top of the left circle, still with the puck into the corner. Looking for an opening, nothing there. And getting to the puck is Adam Booth. Playing it behind the net and trying to center that one out in front. Trying to get that one out in front was Vinny Comfort, but cleared away by Liberty. And it played back up ice and really wave off the icing as Liberty will get back to play it. We had a lot of back and forth action here in the opening couple of minutes. And then a turnover. Here comes the Celtics, and they shoot one wide as that one was picked up by Augustine. Comes back out in front. He tips it and scores. Well, missed initially, but picked up his own rebound behind the net. And getting that one was Nick Augustine. Picked up his own rebound after Dalton Miller fed it up ice. And that will be the opening goal going to Jerome. As getting the assist on that will be Dalton Miller for Jerome. As they pick up the goal, 3:23 into the first period. Get that all-important first goal, Mike.
Very important. Very important. It's a great pace this game so far. The defensemen are in the rush, and it's really exciting.
That was just good tenacity there by Nick Augenstein to be able to track down his own rebound, and that came after a Liberty turnover, tried to play that one up the ice. Now it's Liberty trying to answer right back. So the goal goes to Nick Augenstein. As we look through his numbers, he had 11 goals through the numbers we had during the course of the regular season. So that's a kid that knows what to do with the puck, Mike.
He sure does.
Able to finish that one off strongly as Jerome trying to win what would be their ninth CBJ Cup in 15 years. Liberty coming through center on the offensive attack. Down the wall right side. Puck goes behind the Jerome net, but Kels have it. They'll clear to center. Here comes the Kels back up ice over the blue line. Nice feed. Augenstein down low and plays that one just off the side of the net. Tries to center it up then as he got his own rebound. Nick Augenstein looking for more, and it was a nice little two-on-one rush after Trent Belli fed him nicely, and then that puck tipped over the glass and into the bench area down below us, and boy, Jerome comes in waves. They want more.
Well, they sure do, and, you know, those guys, they've got their game. They're ready. They're on top of it. Liberty's got to get a step ahead of themselves, and we'll be okay. They'll be able to come back.
So Jerome leading it 1-0 here. Not quite 5 minutes in. Feed out to center off the stick of Belli. As picked back up by Liberty. They'll reverse it back up ice, but the pass too far as Jerome will get back and take the puck away back deep in their own zone. It's a forecheck pressure, but Jerome able to fight through it. Clear it back up ice, short of icing, as getting back to play that one. Craig Ludwin for Liberty. He'll circle his own net and then start up ahead. Craig Ludwin, nice little move coming in, then lost the puck. And that play went in on a delayed offside, so Jerome able to pick up that loose puck. Playing it up ahead, J.P. Weaver. He'll track it down as well. Weaver dumps off and a quick shot in, hit the side of the net. And when trying to tip it back out in front again was J.P. Weaver. And a big check along the wall. They let him play on as a coach. I hear you say, ooh, so that must be a big hit. Coaches don't
That was a big hit.
That was a tough one. But back up ice comes Jerome. Nice little shoulder check. That knocks Kevin Springfield off the play. Back the other direction. Coming up ahead was Dalton Miller, but puck poked off his stick along the wall and cleared back out to center ice. Jerome has it at their own blue line. And near center ice, that one knocked away as Kunzelman will play that one down. That's one of the two brothers. That's Joel Kunzelman. He'll throw that one behind the Liberty net. Sent back over to the wall right side, coming up to the half wall. And played right back down behind the net. And he turned over off the end wall, coming right down Augenstein. Had a shot at it, but nice save in net. As going in net, we should tell you, was Andrew Vidrick for Liberty. Pretty strong goaltender. Had carried the bulk of the playing time for the Liberty Patriots. Talk a little bit more about him. Some notes from head coach Kevin Alexander. But he's been under a little bit of a offensive barrage here over the last few minutes. After maybe that opening 2 minutes, Jerome kind of woke up really quick.
Yeah, we have a thing. You might be able to lose a game in the first 5 minutes, but you can't win it. And you better get your legs moving, because here comes Jerome. And they'll put some goals up quick, and you're playing from behind, and it's tough to come back.
Well, we're going to move this faceoff all the way to the other end of the ice, and I'm not sure what that call was that'll send it from one end to the other. From some of the notes that we have from head coach Kevin Alexander about goaltender Andrew Vidrick, he picked up his third shutout of the season last year. And again, he's pretty much carried the water, he said, for Liberty, but also has another backup goaltender. He's had a great number two in Andy Keeler. Andy Keeler, just a sophomore, so it is the junior Vidrick getting the bulk of the playing time as Jerome, again, back up ice and on the attack, moving the puck around to the left side. And come up the half wall with it. Jerome has it, fires it in. Save made, and a rebound just tipped wide as getting that second chance was Evan Shea. After the initial shot came in and Vidrick made the save, puck pushed back up ice and cleared out by Liberty. They look to come in over the blue line, right wing side. Pushing that one down was Corey Raymond for the Patriots. The puck will go behind the net as scramble around in the left corner boards as that puck pushed up the wall. Jerome has it, and skating it back out to center ice. That'll be Nolan Kunzelman. The two brothers, Joel, a sophomore, Nolan the junior. And Joel with 4 goals during the regular season. Probably near the Jerome blue line. They'll throw that one up ahead. That'll get all the way up ice, but short of icing as Liberty will have to play this one. They get the forecheck pressure again as Trent Belli putting on the pressure on Liberty. But the Pat's able to get to that puck. Can't chip it out, though, getting a stick on that one to Aiden King. Puck goes back behind the Liberty net. As they have it, skating it up ahead. It'll be Keegan Pullins. Here come the Pats up ice now. Pullins plays it off right side. Wrister in, and that save made. First big shot in on Mark Bishop, the goaltender for the Jerome Celtics. He is a senior, and Mike, head coach Pat Murphy telling me he played for AAA, the AAA Columbus Blue Jackets program, but wanted to come and play at this level, and obviously a big reason why Jerome having the success they do.
Yeah, he's a top-notch goaltender, no doubt.
He plays big. He's a pretty tall kid in there. He takes up a lot of space in that blue paint, and Celts able to clear that one back out after the defensive zone faceoff, but Liberty takes it away in neutral ice. Max Turner, defenseman junior for the Liberty Patriots, throws it around the wall, goes to the right corner, where it's tipped back over into the left corner and cleared back to center, but patrolling out there and intercepting that one, playing it right back in was Craig Ludwin. And Liberty again will try to set up. They trail it 1-0. Jerome getting the goal from Nick Augenstein a little over 3 minutes into the game. That's where we stand with just over 6 minutes to go, a little less than 6.5 to go here in the opening period. Here comes Augenstein. He got the goal. Nick Augenstein leading the rush as he'll cut to the left. Augenstein circling up, still with the puck into the bottom of the right circle, plays it back up to the blue line. That one held in, thrown down low as that was Jack Moses playing that one off the end wall, comes up to the left side, and would throw it in, and a stick save by Vidrick as he gives the paddle to swat that one over to the left side. The Pats will pick it up, and clear it all the way up ice and get called for icing. As a coach, Mike, high school hockey a little bit different than maybe other levels of hockey. They call the instantaneous icing as soon as it clears the goal line. You can also change up lines, so icing, not as big a deal, I guess, in high school.
Not a big deal.
So it's actually a pretty good play.
Yeah, I mean, if we're tired, we can't get a line change, we ice it, you know, used to be able to do. Right?
And does that have more for player safety at the high school level?
Oh, definitely.
And that makes sense, and that's really what the game has evolved into, really, at all levels that you see. Liberty with the puck in their own zone after they win the faceoff, trying to clear it up the wall, but the Celtics coming down the wall right side, able to clear that one off, and J.P. Weaver shoots it around over to the left side, and then trying to play that one out in front, cut off the stick of Ryan Jenkins as Liberty clears it back up ice, and again, are going to get called for icing with 5:22 to go here. 1-0, Jerome leading in the CBJ Cup. Let's talk about some of the other teams in the Capital Hockey Conference as we look through in the varsity division. Jerome, we mentioned, got through New Albany. They also played Dublin Kaufman along the way. And then New Albany advanced onto the semifinals by beating St. Charles. Tell us a little bit about maybe Kaufman and St. Charles and New Albany.
Well, Kaufman, there again, you know, a bunch of hardworking kids, good coaches. New Albany, same thing. I mean, there's 5, 6, 7 teams in this league that it could go either way, although Jerome and Liberty may be favorites. You had UA with a great game last night.
Tell you what, the amateur hockey in the Columbus area just exploded over the last 10 years with the combination of where we are at right now, thanks to the Columbus Blue Jackets. We'll talk about that. In fact, we will talk with Bruce McCleary, the commissioner of the Capital Hockey Conference, the CHC, coming up here at the first intermission. Also hoping at the second intermission to chat with 16-year NHL veteran Andrew Castles, who played a couple of years for the Blue Jackets, now makes his home in Columbus, and hopefully he'll be here to chat with us. I know he runs a lot of these chillers. That's a big reason, the facilities that they have up here in the suburban Columbus, all around the Columbus area. These kids get to play in some great barns.
They're getting great exposure.
And great, certainly, support as well. Liberty able to clear that one out to center again. Jerome really controlling some of the action. Liberty breaks that, or knocks that one down at their own blue line, but again, they're going to get called for icing. So what do you see here in the first one? We're not quite, we're a little over 10 minutes in.
I see very active defensemen on both teams, and that's exciting. You know, they're in the rush. They're getting things started. Of course, Jerome's had a little bit better of the hockey right now, but I think Liberty's coming on. I see some them getting their steps ready to go, and they look like they're coming on.
And these teams very familiar with each other. Kevin Alexander, talking to him before the game, and he's like, it's our turn now against these Celtics. They've lost 6 in a row to them, and hoping to try and end that streak. And that includes not only this game a year ago, but also in the Ohio High School Athletic Playoffs. They lost in the regional rounds to Jerome. So we're looking for a little bit of revenge, as again, Liberty's going to get called for icing as we're down to 3:58 to go here in the first period. But How does familiarity help with teams? It can go both ways. Obviously, when you follow each other, you know their tendencies and their weaknesses. The team that has the edge, does that give them even more advantages? Or,
you know, in this game, I'm not sure. Both these teams are good, and I don't think either one of them is scared of each other.
That's for sure. As faceoff win for Jerome in the offensive zone after another icy call. Council put that puck down off the end wall. Dalton Miller tried to play it back into the slot, but that one got all the way through. It'll come back up ice as getting to it. It's Vinny Comfort, and then he tried to clear it out. Intercepted by Liberty, but they can't take advantage of it. Sent back out to center, and then Vinny Comfort had that puck just tick off his stick over along the wall as neutral zone play. Liberty trying to control it, but Nick Augenstein takes it away. Here comes Augenstein. He's the goal scorer. He will try to fing one across as he had Dalton Miller cutting down the right side, but that pass got all the way through. Now quick transition, but Liberty can't get a shot in as Jerome's defense back and busting that one up. Not that unselfish play there. Nick Augenstein, instead of shooting that one in, saw a man breaking down, and nice little pass across the slot. How do you like that as a coach? You want him to shoot it, or do you like the pass?
You hate wasting those shots, you know?
Well, you were just a pure shooter anyway back in your days, right? Back in the days of Ohio University.
There you go.
Puck cleared back out to center ice by Jerome, and that went batted out of the air by J.P. Weaver.
It's like penalty.
Well, they're going to call a penalty interference call as we're down under 3 minutes to go, and that's the first penalty of the game as we are going to see the interference call that'll now give Jerome an even better opportunity, first power play for either team.
Well, you know, Liberty's got to step up here and kill this one off going into the end of the period. That'd be a good bump for him and coming in second period with hopefully a little bit of a spark.
Faceoff will be to the left of Andrew Vidrick, junior goaltender for Liberty. And to take the faceoff was J.P. Weaver, and that faceoff won by Jerome. They'll tip it down into the right corner. Power play time here in the waning minutes of the first period. Jerome leading at 1-0. Jenkins has the puck back to the blue line. Getting back. Nice job holding that one in. Ryan Jenkins able to play that one back down into the corner. Behind the net now, J.P. Weaver with it. Over to the right side. Belli. Belli back to the point. As Jenkins has it, fans on it. He'll pass it off left side now, and that one wristed in. Looking for Weaver on the backside. That was Nolan Kunzelman trying to pinpoint that one in. 30 seconds gone on the penalty. Liberty can't clear it out. Belli, he's a big kid skating around in there into the high slot. His shot blocked out front. Loose in front of the Liberty net, but skating through and playing it over to the wall is Avery Malicki. Malicki getting tied up in the corner as Weaver comes in. Gets the puck, plays it back to the blue line. Kunzelman, he'll again send that one towards the net. That one goes wide and off the back wall. Gets over to the right side. And Jerome on the power play for another minute. Belli, whoa, he throws a heavy wrister. That one goes just wide, picked off the end wall and played back to the blue line again. Kunzelman down low, and Belli trying the one-timer and didn't get a clean piece of that one, and Liberty able to finally clear the zone there after sustained pressure there by Jerome.
Bend but don't break.
That'll work. That'll definitely work for you. As here comes Trent Belli back out from behind his own net. Belli skating up ahead as he gains the blue line. Cuts to the right. Belli throws on the brakes and then had the puck played over into the corner. Jerome changing up lines. That shot comes in from the point but blocked out in front. And a nice job. Moses holds it in at the blue line. Gloves it down. Plays it down behind the net. Evan Shea trying to work it back out in front. But cut off by Liberty. And they're able to clear it back the other direction. Under a minute to go in the period and 10 seconds remain on the Jerome power play. As back come the Celtics, up ice, Matt Kish. He had 10 goals in the regular season. They've got a lot of lines, and he'll send that one off the side of the net. That stays behind the net. Shea got stood up behind the net, and Pat's able to pick that loose puck up again, and they will clear it back up ice just after the penalty ended. That's going to be an icing call, but you'll take the penalty kill.
Yeah, absolutely, and right now, Jerome's winning that territorial battle, and Liberty's got to get it in the zone.
So we'll see if Liberty can kind of hang on here for the final 40 seconds and collect themselves, but only down a goal, so they got to be feeling pretty good, including killing off that penalty. Face off to the right of the goaltender, Andrew Vidrick. Pat's trying to clear that one out. Held in again by Jerome. They'll play it down the wall behind the net. Another nice job holding it in at a blue line. And that was Vinny Comfort, but then Liberty able to come away with it. Getting back up. Bison, that shot. That one kicked away. And the goaltender, Mark Bishop, got a piece of that one after that nice wrister thrown in by Grant Hollingsworth. Quick transition as we're under 20 seconds to go. Liberty breaks that one up and able to clear that one back up ice as Jerome back in their own zone. Will they try one last rush here in the final 10 seconds? Now Jerome dumping back into their own zone. Look like they're going to be content to run out the period. And the final seconds tick down. That puck will slide down right to the goaltender, Andrew Vidrick, at the horn. And we are 15 minutes in and a pretty solid first period. And although Jerome has the lead, I think Liberty's got to feel pretty good about themselves going into the locker room.
Yeah, I think they're finally getting their legs. Maybe there was a little letdown from the overtime win last night, you know, but it's going to be a good second period.
That it certainly will. The lone goal coming from Nick Augenstein as he was able to pick up that goal a little over 3 minutes into the game, and it is the Jerome Celtics out in front of the Liberty Patriots here, the CBJ Cup Championship game from the Ohio Health Ice House in Columbus. Again, it is Jerome out in front, leading by a score of 1-0. We'll take a quick timeout, and then when we return, we're going to have the commissioner, the commish of the CHC. We'll be chatting with Bruce McCleary when we return. Again, at the first intermission, it is Jerome out in front of Liberty, leading by a score of 1-0 from ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports. Back in Columbus, the CBJ Cup Championship as the Jerome Celtics and the Liberty Patriots going at it. A good one so far, 1-0. Jerome has the lead as we are at the first intermission from the Ohio Health Ice House in downtown Columbus, adjacent to Nationwide Arena. With Mike Rear, I'm Greg Waddell. Very happy to have with us the commissioner from the Capital Hockey Conference, Bruce McCleary, is with us here. And, Bruce, first off, congratulations. You got through another season, so we got yourself here to the championship round now of the CBJ Cup.
Absolutely, and what a great first period it was by these two fine teams. And first, let me start by saying thank you to ESP Media and Greg and Rob and Mike to come back and do our championship game. Last year we had such a great response from it. It's great to have you guys back and exciting for everybody to get to tune in that maybe don't have the opportunity to be here, particularly since we had a little bit of bad weather and delayed
the
start
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah, and certainly hope everybody's being safe out there on the roads here today. And I'll tell you what, I've thoroughly enjoyed watching the development of high school hockey in the state of Ohio. And really, you got to look at, and obviously Cleveland, they've had kind of that long tradition, but what is going on in Central Columbus Central Ohio here in Columbus mostly has been just phenomenal watching the development. And then obviously with Coach Reiner and down in the Cincinnati area with what Moeller is able to do. And a couple of new teams joining the conference as well, trying to jump in on this fray.
That's right. We had two new teams join the conference this year, Columbus Academy, which started a couple years ago, moved up from the JV level and participated at the varsity level this year and did a great job. We also had Olentangy Berlin, which was their newest high school in the Olentangy district. What a district. Four high school hockey
yeah.
teams participating on a regular basis. And Berlin also had a great, great season for their initial season. But really the growth comes from the great job the youth hockey programs do yeah. here in the Columbus market. So you've got the Columbus Chill Youth Hockey Association. You've got the Eastern Youth Hockey Association, the Capital Amateur Hockey Association, and the Columbus Ice Hockey Club, all of which do just a great job in working with our young kids and getting them ready to grow whatever level it might be, whether it be the traditional path through high school hockey here with the Varsity Capital Hockey Conference, or they also are club varsity teams, as most folks are aware of. And then there's great travel programs, too. So lots of opportunities for kids. And thanks to the Blue Jackets for continuing to put additional
Without
ice facilities
doubt.
Out. So we're excited about having a new sheet of ice up at Chiller North. Certainly by the time next season rolls around, construction's rolling good with that. But just that's how it happens, having lots of ice for the youngsters to get to play.
Well, and I don't think you can understate that as well. I mean, when you look at a facility like this here in Columbus, but the other Chiller facilities as well, and we come from down the Southwest Ohio area, and we had some challenges this year down in Southwest Ohio, and Mike Reiner might be able to jump in here and join us as well and maybe talk more in generalities about trying to recruit kids in, how much this makes the difference for what Columbus has.
Oh, being in the Columbus Hockey Conference for Moeller is excellent, and it's brought kids to our school that would normally not come to that school because we're playing the best competition we can play, and the target point is mostly club hockey, college club hockey, and that if we're playing in this Columbus League against this competition, they're getting ready. So
yeah,
it's been great.
And Bruce, I'm sure you would kind of reiterate that. Yeah,
absolutely. This is the 16th year of the Capital Hockey Conference, and it the competition gets better and better every year, and that's because the kids are better players, and it all comes from the grassroots effort as they're starting with being youngsters. So, we're very fortunate. We feel blessed to have some great facilities, and certainly we also have great coaches. So you think about Coach Alexander for the Olentangy Liberty squad. You know, he played for the Columbus Chill back in the day. So there's an ex-professional hockey player that has stayed in the market and is providing his great knowledge and passing it on to the kids. And I know later Andrew Castles hopefully is going to be here and still in the community and has done a lot of great work in coaching at the travel level as well.
And I would think that it has a lot to do. Those kind of guys that are staying in this area, it has to do with the facilities that these kids are able to play in, but then the talent level too. They're going to want to be associated with some really pretty elite level players.
With some big names, elite players and some big names. Elite players and some big names that are still in the Columbus community and helping everything grow.
So what else we got on the deck here with what's going on with the CAC?
Yeah, the one thing I wanted to talk about briefly was for the first time that I can remember, the Capital Hockey Conference actually convened a summit in September where we brought in all the athletic directors from everybody in the conference, some of the school administrators. So, hockey is one of those sports that obviously is not played at the actual high school.
Right.
So you have athletic directors who know what the game's about, but typically didn't grow up with ice hockey, with the background.
So non-traditional.
We had a great turnout. I think all the schools had one of their athletic directors or assistant athletic directors attend. And we spent literally the better part of a day just going through top to bottom what the Capital Hockey Conference is all about, all the things that we do to, from league operations, how membership occurs. So, Mike's here from, Cincinnati Molar, and always there's questions about, okay, it's the Capital Hockey Conference. How does a team like Molar from Cincinnati and Springboro from the Dayton area make it in? So we wanted to let all the athletic directors know how those decisions are made. But everything from finances to how officials are assigned, how we need their ongoing support, and really how impressive it is with the support that the Columbus Blue Jackets provide. So the Columbus Blue Jackets, through their foundation, through the McConnell Education Foundation, all of them do great things to help high school hockey here in Columbus.
Well, and as it continues to grow here, hopefully that will spur on growth in other parts of the state too. And I mean, I'm all for growing these sports and giving these young men a chance and an opportunity to play at this level because, again, I'm very impressed with the level of play, especially these two teams today.
Great level of play, and we're expecting big things for them next week as the Ohio High School Athletic Association State Tournament kicks off. We're excited about our opportunity in the region this year.
Well, Bruce, thank you very much for what you do and what I know a lot of people involved in the Capital Hockey Conference, so you get to maybe be the voice right now, but there's a lot of people that work hard.
Absolutely. I'm just one of many commissioners that to lead this group, and also we had Jason Zampano and Andy Boyman do a lot of help with the CBJ Cup, and I wanted to recognize Doug Etkin, who's the athletic director at Bishop Watterson High School, who really stepped in to take it more to the school level to help with the playoffs this year, the CBJ Cup.
Well, much appreciation to all those men helping out and making this better for the young men. So, well, Bruce, best of luck here as we wrap up another great season of the CHC, and look forward to what we can help with next year.
Great. Well, thanks for having me, and let's have two more great periods of hockey.
I'm all for that one. Sounds
great.
Thank you. That is the commissioner of the Capital Hockey Conference, Bruce McClary. We'll take a quick timeout, come back, get you ready for second period action when we return as Jerome leading Liberty 1-0 on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
ESP Media has been producing and operating websites, mobile apps, game films, broadcasts, and social media content since 2010. We have entered into an exciting partnership with Sidearm Sports, the number one provider of collegiate athletic websites in the world. If you're reevaluating your athletic website's overall look and day-to-day operation, ESP Media can assist you. Reach us today at 513-655-4966 or email us at sales@espmediasn.com. Join ESP Media and Sidearm Sports to be the leader.
Back here at the Ohio Health Ice House as we are just underway second period action. Our appreciation to Bruce McClary for coming in and chatting with us. We took that one right up to the very last second as we're just underway. Liberty coming in on the attack, and Mike, after that first period, they get a shot in as Mark Bishop with a stick save on that one. Looks like Liberty wanting to go on the attack here very quick. They got to be happy with that 1-0 deficit.
Good start here for Liberty.
Yeah, they are.
They're on the puck first.
They are right down there on the attack, right around the net as well. Put back to the blue line. On that left side, trying to wrist that one through. Blocked down. And then right back, and that one threaded just wide. sending that one through. That was Ben Brown. And back to the actually check that down is Keegan Pullins, rather, at the left point. And they tried another shot blocked down, cleared away, right in on net. So no icing. That'll force Liberty back to have to play that one. As going behind his own net is Grant Burgess. Burgess throwing the puck up, had it knocked away. And Jerome tried to hold it in. That was how Jerome got their one goal. It was somewhat of a takeaway on a clearing feed, and Jerome was able to take advantage of that one and almost did it again there. You got to be really careful clearing that puck up the middle of the ice. That play goes just wide as Jerome tried to backhand one through. That was Matt Kish, and then cleared back up ice, and that'll get on net. And again, Mark Bishop will have to get a stick down and tip that one behind, so no icing. Jerome will have to get back to play. Then they will turn around, send that one up ahead. That will be icing. That one did not get in on net, so back the other way will go. But nice little start here for Liberty.
That's a good jump here in the second period for Liberty. Let's see what they can do on this faceoff here. Maybe get a set play and get something to the net.
Good things happen
at the net, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, make that noise happen below the dots. And faceoff to the right. Andrew Vidrick played very well in net for Liberty in that first period, and only that one goal allowed, and that came on a rebound. Let's play out at center ice. That was Dalton Miller for Jerome, but then Liberty able to gain control of it. Playing it back up ahead, going down into the end wall. Shane Flanagan went in kind of awkwardly as the play goes into that right corner. Tied up on the dashers there as, of course, out of our angle and view side here. Tough angles, which we had maybe a higher elevation. That's tough to see, but still, what a wonderful facility here in Columbus. One of many of all these arrays of rinks. I'm sure, Mike, you've been around all of them. I haven't had a chance to patrol them. You and I have history at a very old barn back in the Cincinnati days. Right now it's Jerome. We'll talk about that in a minute. Jerome on the attack and coming right across the middle. That was Nick Augustine. He had a good look in, but Andrew Vendrick able to poke that one away with a stick in net. Puck over to the wall right corner. Everybody trying to settle things down and calmly able to wrist that one back out to center ice. That was Jack Bowden with the puck. Liberty again getting back behind their own net. Play that one off the glass. Went in. Delayed offside. So Liberty again able to clear that one back out. By that center ice, taken away. Matt Kish has it. Comes in over the blue line. But his wrister, that will go wide. And then off the end wall, shot wide by Joel Kunzelman. Going to come back up the wall on that left side. And Liberty able to take control of that puck as playing that one up ahead was Craig Ludwin. And that one tipped, so icing waved off as Jerome will get back to play it. As we are just a little over 2 minutes into this second period, 1-0, Jerome in the lead. Championship of the CBJ Cup. Here comes Jerome. Brown over the blue line, but he lost the handle of that one as that one tipped away. Liberty has it in front of their own net. And clearing that one back up and out of the zone was Grant Hollingsworth. And they throw that all the way down the length of the ice for an icing call as we are not quite 2.5 into this second period in a 1-0 very tight game here between these two teams.
Very tight, very tight. It looks like Jerome's winning more of the one-on-one stick battles right now, you know, where you got to be tough on your stick. But Liberty's right there.
See the face-off to the left of Andrew Vidrick. Yeah, talk a little bit, too, and to kind of follow up what Bruce McCleary was talking about. And certainly, I think there's the Columbus teams with the facilities that they have up here certainly have the advantage of opportunities for practice time, not to mention just the games and the quality of the ice that they get to play on. Not that the ice is bad down in the area we come from, as that shot from the corner gets in on Jerome's net, and Mark Bishop able to make the save and cover that one up. But you had some challenges with your home ice rink down in Cincinnati as unfortunate equipment issues that tend to happen, and that kind of forced you into some scramble mode. Yeah, for sure. I think it's a very fair way to put that one. Is Liberty holds on to the faceoff, gets a shot in, long range.
There it is.
Score! Now on the rebound, that one tipped in. I don't even think he knew that he picked it up on the rebound. Trying to see who that was down on the doorstep. The initial shot taken by Craig Ludwin at the point. That would shock the goaltender, Mark Bishop, that getting through. We'll wait and see who gets credit for it. He didn't even know that the puck went in at first. And
getting in the dirty spot, getting good goals, that's where you win the championships right there.
So Liberty has battled back and tied things up at one. As that goal coming in the opening 4 minutes of the second period, Liberty right back down. They've really kind of had to jump here in the second period on Jerome.
Yes, they have. And here they go again.
Yeah, they're right back down again, coming off the wall. Wristing one in, that one on net, the save made on a shot by Nick Josefak. And a save made by Mark Bishop. Still waiting to hear who got the goal for Liberty to tie things up here inside the 4 minute mark of the second period. Liberty wins the faceoff, cuts right through, getting to it, sending a shot in for Liberty was Jack Bowden off the glove and deflecting it behind the net was Mark Bishop. But Liberty right now certainly the extra hop here after they get that game tying goal here early in the second period. And we got ourselves a brand new game as Jerome trying to settle things down. They'll send that one up ice. They got past center, so no icing. Puck goes behind the Liberty net. Now Jerome tries to kind of counter and ease that rush from Liberty. Still waiting to hear the goal call. As Jerome holding it in, he'll slap a shot from the point. That shot off Jack Moses' stick into the left corner. As we are 5 minutes into the second period, clearing feed by Liberty. They're back out to center ice. Coming in, Aiden King, he'll send it in on net, and Bishop with the save, and no rebound on that long wrister by Aiden King. He'll hold on, but what do you think here? Liberty here in his first 5 minutes of the second period.
They're coming on, and they were shooting there for a rebound, I think, and Bishop held on to it, which he did a great job there.
So important when you can get that goal and the momentum that kind of, I don't want to say they held on in that first period, but they had to kill off a penalty. Liberty did in the final couple of minutes of that first period after they were down 1-0. So they were able to get to the first period, rest up, adjust, and they've come out like gangbusters here in the second period. But right now, Jerome with the puck in the attack zone, left wing side, as back to the point. Vinny Comfort plays it back down the wall, left side. That'll go behind the net around to the right corner. Trying to push that one back up for Liberty was Max Lundquist. Couldn't get it out, though. Nice job by Jerome holding it in. Refs letting it play. That puck comes down out in front. Shot in. Fedrick makes the save. And that puck just flies wide on a second chance into the left corner. Best chance for Jerome here in the second period. Liberty finds a loose puck. They will play that one up ice. Oh, and that one hit the goaltender. They blew it dead like it was going to be icing, but I think that was an inadvertent whistle.
Well, right now, the blue line transition for Liberty, they need to pay attention to that. You know, you got to get it out to get to the blue line. Same for Jerome. You can win, lose games at the blue line.
Well, and watching that one, it looked like that one hit the goaltender. Should not have been an icing call, but it looks like they're going to bring the puck back up. And as a coach, what would you do in that kind of a situation? Except
move on.
Yeah, except. See us guys up in the see you're a coach in the broadcast booth. I sometimes have trouble letting it go, but I would not do that to the officials here today because a little bit more of a neutral broadcast. But that being said, Jerome can't take advantage of it anyway.
There we go.
Able to work it free. Here come the Pats through center ice. Corey Raymond, he will fire that one around the wall. That one comes back up to the right side and tapped right back down. Along the half wall, Jerome has it. Clears it in front of their own net. Tipped out to center ice. J.P. Weaver trying to get around the man, but he got slowed down. Nice defensive effort by Keegan Pullins. And Liberty able to get back into their own zone. Ben Brown circling up his own net. As we're under 8.5 to go. Second period of a 1-1 game championship round of the CBJ Cup, the Capital Hockey Conference Championship. Jerome, nice job holding it in at the blue line. That was Nolan Kuntelman. He'll play that one back down behind the Liberty net. Patriots have it. Getting some pressure as that was Grant Burgess tied up, but Liberty able to free it up. Back to center. Here comes Joseph Cefak trying to make a move around the man, but got bumped off the play as that one was just off his stick before he pulled the trigger on that shot, but nice job holding it in was Pearson Van Gerp, but his shot partially deflected wide. A big hit on the end wall as it was Van Gerp throwing a little leather there along the end wall. Liberty again with some good pressure, but Jerome able to push that one back up ice as Max Turner trying to chase down for the Patriots. And big collision as players go down, and that was Max Turner getting tied up behind the play. He was tied up with Trent Belli. They separate things up. Liberty trying to get the puck back out of their own zone. Coming over, not able to hold that one in. Matt Kisch just a split second late, but able to wait for his mates to get outside as he'll play it back in. Patriots able to throw it right back out to center ice as we're coming down to 7 minutes to go in the middle period. 1-1, outstanding matchup. CBJ Cup Championship. Liberty goaltender Vedrick out of net, trying to slow it down, couldn't do so. Working it right out front, shot, score! Jerome able to regain the lead. Vedrick tried to slow it down behind the net and a scramble back out in front, but could not do so. And I think it was Joel Kunzelman that was able to find a loose puck out in front. There's that little greasy area again out in front of the net.
You know, they had the extra guy in front. They had the numbers there. And a rebound came right to him, and he put it right in. And that's where the championships are won most of the time, and not those pretty goals you see on ESPN. It's usually something dirty in front.
Hey, but they all count the same, though.
Absolutely.
You work a little extra harder as well. So believe it was Joel Kunzelman that got it. We never got the official call on the Liberty goal either, so we'll see if we can catch up on those. All of a sudden, now Jerome with that extra step. Another shot in. Vedrick fights that one off. Deflected over to the wall, sliding into the right corner as Jerome now on the attack, and it's like they've woken up. It is Joel Kunzelman who gets the goal.
Uh-oh.
Another opportunity. Assist will go to Vinny Comfort.
Nice save. Goalie came out, cut his angle down. It was a great job.
So that goal scored by Joel Kunzelman. Joel had four goals in a regular season, so I'm guessing, Mike, that's probably one of the more memorable goals he had this year.
Yes, sir. Secondary scoring, very important in these games.
Without a doubt.
Very important.
I heard Vinny Comfort had one of the assists. Let's see if we can get the scoring on those at the intermission. As Jerome again wins the faceoff. They'll throw it around the wall up on that left side. That goal coming at the 8:08 mark here in period number two. Or 8:08 remaining, we should say. No, it was at the 8:08 mark. As Liberty right now.
Get it out. Blue line transition.
Blue line,
absolutely. You got to get it out, Liberty. And get it in.
That's
right?
A coaching idiot coming out. And what could change things so quick? Because really, in the first opening,
right,
Melvis is that shot in.
Right,
that same May rebound, loose, still loose. Looking behind him, Vedrick, a pile up around the net as the whistle blows, and Vedrick somehow able to get the puck under control. And
he lost
what a
it.
Save, Andrew Vedrick.
He lost it. Defenseman came up behind him, patted it underneath him, and he laid down on it. What a scramble.
So what changes things? Liberty in the first 5-7 minutes or so tied things up, had the step, but all of a sudden Jerome has woken up.
Well, you know, they're the champions. You gotta beat them. And they're full confidence.
There's no doubt about that. They are solid, well coached. That puck off the faceoff goes right in front of the Liberty net.
Gotta get that out.
Adam Booth, he'll center that one up. Actually, he'll take it behind the net, and he'll circle up over to the left corner. As Jerome right now sensing it again as we're under 5.5 to go. That puck is sliding again in front of the Liberty net, but no one there for Jerome to get a shot off as Liberty clears it back to center. Coming right back in, though. Here comes Adam Booth on the right side. Makes a move. Got upended. Will there be a call here? There is a call coming up as Adam Booth, a little bit of speed, draws the penalty.
And nice play.
Only opportunity to slow things down for Liberty there.
Yeah, nice play by Booth. He went hard and charged through the corner, brought in, got tripped, and they'll go on the power play.
So this will be the second man advantage opportunity for Jerome. Comes with 5:10 left here in the second period. Liberty tied things at one, but then Jerome able to regain the lead as they get the goal from Joel Kunzelman, the younger of the Kunzelman brothers.
Big kill here for Liberty.
Liberty 1-for-1 on the penalty kill. They had a nice kill late in the first period. This will be another big test. Puck right around the goal mouth off to the left of the goal and reaching down, finding the loose puck was Andrew Vedrick, and he's able to get the glove down and cover it up. So the play blown dead. As 9 seconds gone on the tripping penalty against Olatanji Liberty. And Jerome right now on the power play with 5:01 to go in the second period. Face off to the right of Andrew Vedrick. Face off win by Liberty, and they're able to clear that one down. They'll get right in on net to Mark Bishop. They'll force Jerome to restart their power play from behind their own net. In the penalty box, it is Grant Burgess. He got the tripping call for Liberty, so second power play working for Jerome. Coming up through center ice, Nolan Coons will win. He'll play it off right side. Weaver then back to the point. Belli taps it right back down. J.P. Weaver working with Belli now. Belli right point, moving towards the middle, looking for an opening. As Belli still waiting, and he's going to fire that one off the end wall. Trying to throw it back out in front. Broken down, and fans wanting another penalty. They play on, though.
They're going to get it.
The puck goes on a net from behind the net, and it was a delayed penalty coming up. So now it's going to be a two-man advantage for Jerome. Yeah, he's able to cover that one up, Andrew Vidrick, but getting very dicey now for the Patriots.
Yeah, Andrew's going to have to be the best penalty killer here. He's going to have to step up and make a few saves, and hopefully these guys protect the house, right?
That's exactly right. Sell out now.
So a huge part of the game, 4 minutes to go in the second period.
But 59 seconds of a two-man advantage for Jerome, already leading it 2-1 as the puck back to the point. Moving that one around, diving ever, trying to get it out, but not able to poke it out with Ben Brown. Played down low, the Weaver can't get a shot off. Back to the point, Kunzelman gets it in on net, and a stick save by Vidrick. Deflects it over to the wall as the power play continuing a two-man advantage for 35 seconds. Right point now. Celtics with the puck. Ryan Jenkins back to the left point as Nolan Kunzelman down into the left corner. Back into the high slot. Belli with a big wrister, but right into the logo of Andrew Vidrick. He makes a save and holds on to it.
Looks like they need to get a screen there for the shooters, and Liberty's pretty passive right now in their three-man PK. So
when you have a two-man advantage, how hard is it not to have the players scrambling around so much to maybe do more than they need to do?
For us, it's hard. For some other teams, maybe not, but you know, you got so much space out there. The puck is much faster than anybody else. So you want to work the puck and find the open seams.
Continue on the two-man advantage. Liberty and power play continuing for a minute 18. 15 seconds to go on the two-man advantage as Jerome back
looking
to the back point.
Door. Jerome's looking back door all the time.
Jack Moses right point. He'll feed it down into the corner as Joel Kunzelman got the go-ahead goal back up to the right point. D-to-D passing left side now with it. Nick Augenstein back to the right side. One man back now. It's just a 5-on-4 power play. So Liberty gotten through a tough part of things, but a little less than a minute to go on the man advantage continuing as Jerome right now being patient, looking for that opening. Puck in the left corner as Jerome controlling it. Back to the left point, Nick Augenstein with it. He'll move towards the middle, looking for an opening, sends it in off the blocker of Vidrick as he deflects that one back to the left corner. Puck goes behind the net, picked up by Liberty, but wrapping it up and not out, though, as Moses holds it in for Jerome. Down the wall, comes off the wall, into the middle, moving around with it. Now it is Ethan French getting some power play time now. 20 seconds to go into man advantage as that shot hit the shelf and popped up into the air, and a whistle behind a play behind the Liberty nets, and wait and see what they're going to call on this little flurry of action. Puck wasn't tied up by the goaltender, so not sure what that whistle was all about, but
I don't know either. Must have been net off, I guess.
Yeah, it may have been. Yeah, they're going to keep the faceoff in the Jerome offensive end of the ice with 18 seconds to go in the power play and 2:27 remaining in the second period. Face off to the right of Andrew Vidrick, goes into the corner along the end wall with it. Jerome trying to work it back out in front. Another whistle stops the action with 8 seconds to go. And now you can hear the Liberty folks, and they're cheering on. And this is similar to what we saw at the end of the first period, Mike, when Liberty had to kind of hang on. Well, they're going to bring the faceoff all the way back. I don't know. Was there a penalty?
Penalty on Jerome.
There was a penalty on Jerome. So that'll end the power play. So, well, you got to give a little bit of credit there to
Absolutely.
Liberty now.
Spark up, maybe get something going here, make it 2-2, go into the third period.
So it'll be a very brief 4-on-4 for 8 seconds, and then power play time, first of the game coming up for Liberty. So a check mark there for the penalty kill. They're now 3-for-3 on the penalty kill. Pretty impressive. Face off to the left of Mark Bishop, netminder for Jerome is off the faceoff. That one slapped at the net. As getting a piece of that one was Grant Burgess, steered aside by Bishop. Liberty has it, and now on the power play, and they will be able to ice that puck down without the play being blown dead. So power play time now for the Liberty Patriots, as we're under 2 minutes remaining in the second period. That one off the skate of Dalton Miller. Liberty will have to chase it back down. There's a minute and a half to go on the power play now. Jerome, again, putting a little bit of pressure on Liberty, trying to come out of their own zone. They're having trouble getting the puck out of their own end of the ice, working on the power play. Better be safe than sorry here, Mike, though.
I don't like those two-foot passes, you know, five feet in front of you.
And right now, Liberty having trouble getting the puck out of the zone. They've got the man advantage, but Jerome just providing enough pressure that's causing fits for the Liberty power play. As power play now down to just 1 minute to go. They'll start to rush up ice, trying to get it up ahead. That pass up a bit too far, though, for Jack Bowden. That's going to be icing against Liberty. And what do coaches think of an icing on a power play?
Yeah, you want to get another gray hair, I guess. Liberty here is just like one step away from making a good pass. One step, you know. The boys got to get their feet moving, man. The boys got to get their feet moving.
Well, they were buzzing in the first 5 minutes of the period and got the game-tying goal, but now it's holding on after they had a two-man disadvantage for a little less than a minute. Got through that, now working on a power play. So they can get to some success on the power play as they gain the blue line on the right side, but pass off a stick of Nick Josefiak, as puck in the right corner. Under a minute to go in the period. 20 seconds to go on the power play as Jerome able to clear it out again. As it is Josefiak with the puck. Works his way up ice. Nice move coming off the wall as he'll pass off, leaving that one. It was Hollingsworth, but not able to get the pass off. Takes it behind the net. 5 seconds to go in the power play, and then the puck back out of the zone as Jerome is going to be one for one on the penalty kill. Now under 20 seconds to go in the period as Jerome takes the puck away at their own blue line. Slaps one up ahead, trying to catch up to it. Adam Booth, but getting back to it first with the Patriots as Aiden King slaps it around the wall and went back up and out. And whistle blows it dead out at center ice with just over 2 seconds remaining.
Well, that was an outstanding kill by Jerome. They kept the puck around the perimeter. They didn't let anything get in the house. And they made it easy for those guys to break out.
Yeah, I don't even think they got a shot in on net on that opportunity. So big penalty kill for Jerome, but can't underscore the big penalty kill for Liberty right before that as well. They had a two-man disadvantage. And if they give up a power play goal there, that kind of be morally or mentally kind of debilitating. As they'll drop the puck and a horn will sound here as we are now through two periods of action, but it's still a one-goal game here, Mike, as it's two penalty kills there for each team there at the end, or penalty kill for each team there at the end keeps this a one-goal game.
Yeah, you know, it's still, I think Jerome has the edge right now, but Liberty's certainly right there. They show they can get it done if they apply themselves and focus a little more, and they're going to have to play, you know, heart of a champion. Because Jerome's been champion for so long, you got to beat him.
Yeah, you got to be the best, you got to beat the best sometimes.
Absolutely.
And right now, Jerome proving that they have been the best in recent years. Liberty would like to change that. We got a one-goal game here through two periods as the Jerome Celtics out in front of the Liberty Patriots by a score of 2-1. Coming up here at the second intermission, very excited to have with us Andrew Castles, a longtime NHL vet. He is going to chat with us here about happenings of Columbus youth hockey, and we will talk to him after a timeout. Again, through two periods of action here, the CBJ Cup, CHC Championship game. It is the Jerome Celtics leading the Liberty Patriots by a score of 2-1 on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports. Back here at the Ohio Health Ice House in downtown Columbus, it is the CBJ Cup Championship game. At the second intermission, Jerome out in front of Liberty by a score of 2-1. Very excited to have with us here at the second intermission a 16-year NHL vet, now retired, and probably, I'm sure, Well, you can tell us how he's paying the price now after 16 years of playing hockey. But Andrew Castles is with us a couple of years with the Columbus Blue Jackets and now living in the Columbus area. Andrew, thanks for coming on here with us, and great to catch up with you.
No, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here, and it's a real good game right now.
Well, it's been a great game here so far. I'm not sure when you got here, but, boy, it's been pretty tight and a couple opportunities both ways. Pretty good goaltending, so I think it's everything you want in a championship game.
Yeah, and it's funny because I've coached both goalies.
Really?
Them very well through the AAA program, and then a bunch of other players on each team is very good players. So it's definitely fun to see them out there at this level now.
And especially in a game with as much magnitude as well. So tell me about what your kind of levels. First of all, you came back to Columbus. So what's your impressions of the youth hockey, the high school level hockey here in this area? You coach AAA, you said, the 06 age group. So that's, what age is that now? That would be 14, 13?
Yeah, 12, 13.
So what is it like coaching those kids in this area? And what is the talent level, do you think, kind of developing like?
Yeah, I think I retired in 2006, and my son played through the minor hockey system. My older son, he was a 95, and hockey wasn't super big back then, even though it was only 12, 13 years ago, and it has just grown so much that with the Blue Jackets getting involved, myself, I do the Learn to Play program with the Blue Jackets.
Oh, nice.
And
yep.
We've had 400 new kids go through that last year, and it's just building all the time. And you could even see the high school hockey has gotten so much better and bigger.
For
just
sure.
From players, one, having more opportunity to play at a younger age, whether it's AA, AAA, or even house league kids. It's just an opportunity to play and grow. And we do have some good coaching in Columbus with, some Ohio State players that have retired here, and obviously a few Blue Jacket players, and just some really good hockey people around the area.
I used to do radio a long time ago with Eddie Ginger, so
yeah.
I know Eddie very, very well, and obviously he's had a big hand with the Blue Jackets, the youth team, the junior teams that are going on here. How about some of the talent that's come out of the Columbus area now and making it to the NHL? Sean Corrali, I have ties to Miami University, so I know Sean Corrali, I know Kiefer Sherwood, I know Jack Roslovic, all those guys came down through Oxford, but there's a lot more of them that have come through Columbus now up in the show.
Oh, absolutely. From the team that I coached, the 95s, my son, Sherwood, like you said, Connor McDonald is having a great year at Bowling Green, and he'll probably move on to professional hockey here next year. And obviously Jack and Cole Sherwood, which were 97 birth years, so I watched them play a lot and got on the ice with them when they were younger, helped coaching them too. So it's, there's a lot of talent. And Sean and Murphy, Connor Murphy.
Yeah.
And those are just kids who are playing at the highest level. And I think there's been a lot of other kids who have moved on, whether it's Division III hockey or, Division II, one. At the end of the day, let's hope that all the kids they love the sport and they continue to play. And as we all know, sometimes it's just as much fun playing in the beer league as it is playing in the high level areas. So as long as you're still playing, that's what's great about this game.
Absolutely. So what is it about Columbus that brought you back? I mean, you only spent 2 years here in the NHL, and you come back and making this your home here. That's I think it's kind of a testament to the community.
My wife, no. she is from just from outside of Columbus. So we've, but again, we could have picked anywhere to move and live. And, we decided that this was a great place to live and a great place to raise kids. And obviously the school systems are wonderful.
Sure.
And minor hockey was growing. And, it's got that big city, small city feel kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's just a real fun place to live in there. And it's growing, and there's lots to do here. It really is.
Without a doubt. One of your other side jobs, you helped coach the women's team at Ohio State. How about women's hockey? And with the U.S. winning the gold medal a year ago, women's hockey is just blowing up as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to coach at the women's hockey. They're very interested in hearing what you have to say, and they want to know a lot of whys and why nots. And
do you have those answers?
You have to have them before you're even talking about them. But, it's funny. They take great direction, and I keep telling the girls this all the time, too, is they love to have direction, and you know, want to know the purpose and everything. And then I'm like, but what happens, you know, when you get married, then all of a sudden you don't want any direction and you just want to give it all. So I try to teach them life lessons, too, along the way.
You're helping the men out there, the future husbands down the road there.
Yes, exactly.
We already know it's a losing battle.
We all know that, exactly.
Yeah, we do. Well, Andrew, listen, I appreciate you spending a few minutes here with us. We're hoping for a great third period. But thanks for all you do for giving back to the community. You had a wonderful career, over 1,000 NHL games. Just incredible that you picked Columbus to help out with all the young men in this area and the young ladies as well. So thanks for doing that, man.
I really appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
That's Andrew Castle, former Columbus Blue Jacket, an NHL 16-year vet, spending a little time with us here at the CBJ Cup Championship round. It is Jerome leading Liberty at the second intermission, 2-1. Third period when we return on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
Are you looking to produce your own podcast? ESP Media has state-of-the-art audio and video production studios available for you. Our studio rental rates are the most competitive in town. Contact us today at sales@espmediasn.com or 513-655-4966. That's 513-655-4966. It's your podcast. We just produce it.
With Mike Greener, I am Greg Waddell. It's the championship of the Capital Hockey Conference, the CBJ Cup they like to call that, as we're expecting a really good third period here. Two periods, very tight, 2-1 our score here, and Liberty hanging around.
Yeah, 15 miles to go. Liberty's in the game. Either team can win this. This is exciting.
We saw in the second period, really, Liberty just jumped things quickly to start that second period, and they were able to get that game tying goal at one point. I'm gonna guess we're gonna see something similar like that. Leave it all hanging out as they are moving right to left. Liberty is. They'll put one out in front of the Jerome net, but Kelts will knock it over to the wall and pushing that one back up. That'll come back out to center ice as Jerome rushing up ahead. And that left side, Matt Kish will push down behind the Liberty net as the pile up behind the cage. Patriots pick it up, clear it up the wall, not out though. Holding that one in, Ryan Jenkins plays it right back down the wall. Off the end wall, Matt Kish tipping it back over and picking it up by the Patriots, and they'll skate it up ahead. They'll clear to center. Coming through center, it is Ben Brown. Plays it back over to the right side as getting checked into the boards was Nick Josefiak, and the puck along that corner boards. Josefiak in there for Liberty against three Jerome players, and trying to tie things up there as Jerome trying to kick that puck free, still tied up on the kick plate there, finally slides free as trying to come out with it, and Brown drawing a penalty for the Patriots as they will be going back on the power play. Touching it up was Jerome, but Mike, here you go. Here's the chance.
Good hustle. Hustle leads the penalties, and now you're on the power play. You're down a goal, and you got a lot of time left.
That they do. We are just 1:09 into the third period in a one-goal game, and it'll be a Liberty Patriots power play coming up. They had a power play late in the second period and drove a pretty good job. I don't think they allowed a shot on goal in that power play.
I don't
know
if they got actually, you know, set up well or not. We'll see if they can this time.
They'll get the offensive zone faceoff right now off to the right of the Jerome goaltender Mark Bishop. Buck will go behind the Liberty net, or behind the Jerome net, rather. Liberty with the puck back up the wall, scrambling, trying to hold it in, was Keegan Pullins. Kind of got handcuffed there, comes down into the slot, but can't really control it. Cleared back out to center ice. There's a shorthanded chance now for Augenstein, but good defense slowed down there as back to slowing down was Craig Ludwin, and Liberty having to scramble just a bit, but regaining control of the puck 30 seconds into the power play, and just 1.5 minutes, a little past into the third period. Liberty coming back out as Keegan Pullins drops off. Speeding ahead is Ludwin. He had the overtime game winner last night in a 1-0 thriller that got Liberty to this championship game. Pass back up the wall. Ben Brown back out for Liberty. Will throw that one down the wall. Goes to the inboards as Jerome tied it up. It was a 1-0 victory a night ago as Olin Tangi got the win over Upper Arlington. Still tied up on the end wall. Liberty freeing it up as 1 minute gone. Another penalty now coming up as a delayed call coming up on Jerome as Liberty with the puck. That shot blocked out in front. Kicked over to the right side. The Liberty goaltender still in net though as trying to make his way over is Andrew Vidrick as coming back out to center ice. Liberty will regroup now. They're going to have a chance, well, essentially like a two-man advantage now with the extra attacker on. They'll get the puck in over the blue line and a shot in as Bishop gets a blocker on that one. Finally touched up by the Jerome Celtics, but now two-man advantage coming up for about 30 seconds. Mike, I want to ask you this. Would you have maybe tried to get that puck iced up to set up the two-man advantage?
We will absolutely give the puck to the other team and stop the play, and we'll go up 5-on-3 right now instead of wasting 25 seconds or whatever it is.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that sometimes you, it's not something that you can really practice a lot, though, is it? Or I mean,
you got to be aware who's got the penalty, first of all, right?
Oh, yeah, well, that's true, too.
But, I don't know, you have to practice it. You just have to be willing to listen and know the situation.
We're going to see Liberty is going to take a timeout now. They want to talk about things for the
30-second
power play.
Huge opportunity, yep, 30-second two-man.
We'll keep it right here as the Liberty Patriots doing probably the wise thing now to talk about it. And again, situational awareness in one of those situations. These aren't plays that happen often in a game. They may happen once every four games.
Right. So 5-on-3 is not a typical thing. You're going to have a lot of space out there. This is a real opportunity for Liberty to tie this thing up.
When you practice these kind of situations, first of all, you'll do the offensive side, but you also have to learn how to practice it on the defensive side and the penalty kill side.
Yeah, you can't have too much gap between your top guy and your low guys, right? Otherwise, you're leaving a lane in the middle right in front to shoot. So, you know, you're hoping that your goaltender is going to stop the long shots on the boards and on the sides and at the blue line, and then your other guys can get the puck out if it's in the front, right?
Penalty kill, you want the sticks on the inside there?
Absolutely. Sticks down, heads on a swivel. Active sticks.
Love it. Getting the coaching tips there from the Archbishop Moeller head coach Mike Reeder, kind enough to join us here after Moeller winning their earlier game today. Off the faceoff, a shot. That one just went off the side of the net wide, and a quick whistle as the two-man advantage underway. And we may have a penalty now against Liberty. Oh, that's a tough break. And Nick Josefiak pleading his case as... Well, that happened just 6 seconds into the two-man advantage. Was it a penalty or is it?
It's a penalty.
Yeah, it is. They have time up on the clock now. So what will happen now is we will go down. It'll be a 4-on-3 power play continuing for Liberty, but that's only going to last for 24 seconds. And they have to take the faceoff in the defensive zone, so they're going to have to hustle if they want to get one last crack on this power play. And
a lot of space out there.
There certainly is.
Let's go, guys.
See what Liberty can do with that one. They'll start their rush off ice as power play down to 10 seconds to go. Then we'll be at 4-on-4 as they'll see Liberty come back in. Right wing side.
Nice play.
Nice check as puck lost. Corey Raymond lost the handle of that one, and that was the big guy out there, Trent Belli, for the Jerome Celtics to blow that play up. And one man back now as... It is a 4-on-4 situation. Liberty back in over the blue line, though. They'll go in on that left side. That play into the left corner and sliding behind the Jerome net. Liberty can't get the puck back out in front, and Jerome steals the puck away. J.P. Weaver carries out to center. 17 goals at least during the season for Jerome's J.P. Weaver. He is a senior. Puck played back out to center ice. 4-on-4 continuing. Jerome will have a very brief 6-second power play out of this one, but for all intents and purposes, Jerome able to kill off what was a pretty good Liberty opportunity, and Trent Belli going 1-on-2, still able to muscle a puck near the net. It went wide and off the end wall. Trent Belli still throwing the weight around out there, and it steals the puck away into corner, but then lost the handle of the puck. Liberty has it. They'll skate it back up ahead, coming through center. That is Aiden King trying to get a shot in, but getting some pressure. That puck slides wide and regained by the Celtics as the 4-on-4 continuing for another 10 seconds. And again, a brief power play for Jerome. They'll clear to center, and they're about to go back to full strength, but they'll give the puck back over. Liberty has it, retreating behind their own net, and brief power play now for Liberty, but Patriots have the puck. They'll rush up ahead over the blue line, coming down that right side. Nice little movement, a centering feed coming right into the middle. Aiden King crashed the net. Craig Ludwin carried in, and the net off the pegs. I don't know if that shot ever got in on net, but that was a pretty good rush there by Liberty. That was a shorthanded rush.
Going to the net, that's how you come back, and, you know, Jerome's just still playing the way Jerome does. You know, they're always responsible in their zone, and they do a good job.
Yeah, they seem like they pretty much keep their heads out there, too. They don't ever seem like they're out of control or it's certainly not to say Liberty is, not to insinuate
well, no,
that.
It's
a poise.
Yeah, well, it's coaching, right, Coach Murphy and Alexander?
Both teams, obviously, the tops of the Capital Hockey Conference. And that puck cleared back up ice by Jerome as we're back to full-strength hockey, and that'll be icing against Jerome as we are 5:06 into the third period. 2-1 our score. Jerome trying to win what would be their ninth CBJ Cup. They've only had hockey. Mike, this is amazing. This is the 15th year for hockey at the program, and they've won 8 CBJ Cups in 14 years. That's incredible.
It's, Pat Murphy does a great job.
That puck won off the faceoff. Shea rushing up ahead. Here comes Jerome to the blue line now. Cutting over that left side. Shea feeds that one in as he had Kish trying to cut in on that backside, and that comes off the pegs as Matt Kish couldn't get a touch on that one, looking for the feed on the doorstep, and a play blown dead with 9:42 to go.
Both teams crashing the net, and that's championship hockey.
That it is, and you're a goaltender there. You got to be ready to take a little contact in there. They like to give it out, too.
Oh, absolutely.
They will. They may fall down on somebody, and that elbow may come in a little hard into the back once or twice. Not saying today. I've seen it happen.
Sure.
Jerome able to win a neutralized faceoff and retreating back deep into their own zone. 9.5 to go. Third period. Great game. Our CBJ Cup championship match and out at center ice. One of the Celts lost their footing but continue to rush up ice and a sharp angle shot off the side of the net from Matt Kish. Puck comes over to the right wing side into the corner. And picked up by Liberty behind their own net. Ben Brown. Brown getting some pressure though. Tried to come out and lost the handle. Kish takes it away. Jerome now cycling into corner as with that puck coming off the end wall, Evan Shea, and then pass comes back to the point, but it's cut away by Liberty, and the Patriots now will start that one back up. Nice defensive stand by Liberty, and they will get the rush up ice now in over the wall left side, and over the blue line rather, left side, and then cleared back out as Liberty has it back out of center ice as slapping that one down, delayed offside. Liberty getting a line change anyway. As we're down to just over 8.5 to go. Clearing feed by Jerome. Taken back by Liberty, then turned around and right back onto the stick of Dalton Miller. Miller in to the offensive zone, but his stick hit as that shot flew wide and cleared back up ice by Liberty, and that's going to be icing against the Patriots. And the clock will stop with 8:20 to go. And Dalton Miller, nice little burst there, but good defense by Liberty to really slow that shot down.
Yeah, 8:20 to go. I don't know why anyone would time travel now, but, you know, if you're sitting on that bench, you better be ready to step up and get something done.
Okay, time travel. That's a term I haven't heard coaching-wise. What do you mean by time travel?
You're thinking about everything you shouldn't be thinking about.
Yeah. You better think about what's going on.
Thinking about winning the championship instead of getting it done.
Hoisting a cup at the end of the day. That's what you better be thinking about. Both teams, great opportunities here. Penalty coming up on the end wall as getting upended with Jeff Bowden. And we're going to have an offensive zone penalty against Jerome as it looks like Dalton Miller is going to be the guilty party.
Dalton Miller.
So he will head to the penalty box. And as a coach, do you hate to see those stick infringements in the offensive zone?
You do, but you can't help it. The kid's hustling hard and things happen. I mean, the stick getting between his skates and he falls down. Half the time they call it, half the time they don't.
That's true.
You know.
So another power play opportunity coming up for Liberty. This will be their third of the period and fourth of the game. They're 0-3 thus far, including 6 seconds of two-man advantage. But a big faceoff win for Jerome as playing that puck back up ice Avery Malicki. And that'll eat up a little bit of power play time starting off for Liberty. They'll regroup, throw back to center. Coming in on that left side, cutting across the middle. That is Corey Raymond. Raymond back to the point. He'll peel back and cross ice feed as puck goes down into the left corner. Really, Jerome doing a good job keeping that puck along the perimeters back to the point. And that was Ludwin trying to thread one down low, but partially deflected, picked up by Jerome, and they're able to clear back up ice. As power play down to 1:15 to go.
Jerome in all the shooting lanes.
when they keep the puck wide, too, they don't really allow Liberty to get the puck inside into the slot. Here's a pass up ahead. Nice headman pass as coming in over that blue line. Aiden King cuts off to his left, though, and that'll force Liberty to set things back up to the point. Ludwig, a big blast as he took a slapper from the blue line. That one just went wide. Puck over to the right corner now as Liberty trying to hold on to it with under 50 seconds to go to power play. There's a feed into the circle, and that shot blocked down, though, out in front of Mark Bishop. Puck deflects over to the left corner. Power play time under 40 seconds to go. Back over to the right corner, picked up by Jerome, and they'll clear up ice. Now just 30 seconds to go on the power play for Liberty.
That was a nice one-timer by Jack Bowden.
He had a big blast on that one as Liberty now back out of their own zone. That pass too far, but it turned over by Jerome as Liberty right back into the blue line. Grant Hollingsworth, he'll go down into the left corner. They want to bring it back to the point, but that one tipped and got between a defenseman and all the way back up ice as Grant Burgess will get to it. Quickly up ahead, off a stick of Hollingsworth, down into the corner. Final seconds ticking down on the power play, and another penalty kill for Jerome. They're back to full strength.
Uh-oh.
And Kutzelman out of the penalty box. He gets the pass up ahead, comes down low, he shoots and scores.
Just like that.
Joel Kutzelman came off the bench on a line change after the penalty expired, and he came in, got the pass up ahead, and in all alone for some insurance for Jerome to increase their lead to 3-1.
What a timing was important there, and a great shot. They killed the penalty, come out and get a goal, and you got to get up on that if you're Jerome, right?
And how deflating is that for Liberty to have something like that happen?
Just horrible. But you know what? You got 6 minutes left. You got to regroup. And as kids, you know, they're going to give it all they got.
Oh, without a doubt. Oh, and we had a broadcast earlier this year for ESP Media down in Cincinnati. Your team, Archbishop Moeller, played Liberty. They were down 3-0 in that game. Hate to bring this back up.
I remember this.
It was just a couple of weeks ago. Liberty came back, tied it up with a power play late in the game. Power play goal. Forced overtime. The game ended in a 3-3 tie. So don't count them out.
No.
You've seen it. Jerome, though, wanting some more. They're working right now at their goal mouth. And that one shot down low, trying to fight through. And a whistle will blow it down as lots of players in the crease and pushing the goaltender, Andrew Vidrick, into the net. But that big insurance goal scored by the Kutzelman brothers. Joel had the go-ahead goal, and Nolan now with the insurance goal. Kutzelman's might have a nice dinner tonight.
I was going to say, it's going to be a good time at their house.
Yeah, it would certainly be if things hold out. We're down to 5:28 to go in regulation. Right off the faceoff shot in, and a save made by Vidrick. And that one came right down onto the ice, and he got down to cover up quickly. But that's kind of something you're seeing more and more of, maybe not as much at the NHL level, but on the faceoff, these guys flipping the puck right towards the net off the faceoff.
Yeah.
And having success, too. And to take the faceoff, Trent Belli, he's going up against Corey Raymond as Belli's stick came up and a little bit high on Raymond, but they play onward. Puck behind the net, centered out in front again of Vidrick, but Liberty able to clear that one away. In fact, they'll skate out with it from in front of their own net. They'll get the puck back up ice, but stripped away by Liberty. Pass up ahead as with it is Trent Belli as they'll push it down, but right now just happy to get the puck down deep and force Liberty to have to chase the game down two, under five to go. And what does Jerome do now? Are they going to clamp down just a bit?
Well, you know,
you
I think they'll be very responsible, I'm sure.
That's a good way to put it. Situational awareness again as is Jerome coming out of their own zone. Dalton Miller.
But I don't think their team is going to lay back. I'm sorry.
No, absolutely not. And they will have opportunities. They'll take them. But right now, opportunity for Liberty. And that shot wristed in. Jack Bowden firing that one off the glove of Bishop. Puck behind the net, trying to get it back out in front. Liberty down two goals here as we're down to just over four minutes remaining. Out of center ice. Liberty had it, though. It looked like Jerome was going to break up ice, but a nice job breaking that one up out of center ice. Jerome regrouping back in their own zone, then turn it over. Bowden has it on the wall right side. Takes a big hit along the board. And has the puck tied up there. And bodies coming together hard. Puck comes free out into the high slot, cutting across. And trying to get to it is Josefiak. as he takes it over to the wall. That puck then deflected high into the air, comes down and knocked out of the zone by Nick Augenstein. Under 4 minutes to go in regulation. Liberty trailing 3-1 as Jerome looking to win another CBJ Cup championship. They've won 8 in 14 years, looking for their 9th. Liberty's going to try for the big comeback here as we're down to 3.5 to go, but Jerome getting the puck up ice, sliding over. Evan Shea picks it up in a circle, feeds it to Kish, but broken up right out in front. Nice job defensively by Craig Ludwin. Here comes the transition up ice now for Liberty, trying to drive the net, but getting pushed deep and going behind the net. That was Aiden King. Puck over to the left wing corner now as we're down to 3 minutes in regulation remaining. 3-1, Jerome leading. Puck still in the left corner. One of the Jerome players, or rather Liberty players, down and hurt out in front of the Jerome net. And that one looks like it is Shane Flanagan that is down. And he is in a little bit of pain out in front of the Jerome net. And he might need some attending to here. So
we've got a little knee-to-knee contact. So
hate to see that. We'll see with Trainer come out for Liberty to take a look. And Shane Flanagan, just a freshman for the Liberty Patriots. Certainly hate to see something like that at this point of the game.
Yeah, 3 minutes ago, Shane's been working his butt off. You know, he's trying to come back, and it's a fast game, and knees get out there sometimes. Sometimes you don't mean it, you know.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's players kept flying hard and flying high and through. As last year, I think 3-1 may have been our same score a year ago, if I can remember back correctly. So while we get a little bit of a break here, let's talk these teams after today. There's still more hockey. This is conference finals, but we got, that's good to see, is back up on his feet and skating off under his own power, Shane Flanagan. The Ohio High School Athletic Association playoffs will start next weekend. Your Archbishop Moeller Crusaders have a first-round bye, did I say that correctly? And will meet the winner of a team here in Columbus, Gahanna Lincoln, or Archbishop Kettering Alter. You'll play it right next door at Nationwide Arena.
No, we'll be in this place.
Oh, you'll be in this side?
Yep.
Oh, I thought you were on the big sheet.
No, no.
Oh, it said Nationwide Arena. Ah, they tricked us.
I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, that would be nice for the kids. Oh, the OHSAA has a Nationwide Arena for all the games. I didn't think they could play everything there, but yeah, obviously they'll use both sheets here. As back to action we come, coming in over the blue line, Josefiak. His stick hit, though, and the shot went wide. Puck over to the wall right side as clock now down to 2.5 minutes to go here. We should also tell you, too, these teams also first-round buys, both of these teams in the OHSAA. Olentangy Liberty, a 3 seed in the Columbus bracket. We'll tell you about it. Meantime, coming back up ice, Jerome tried to add to it. Puck over to the left side, backhanded in on net. Great save by Andrew Vindrick, keeping this a 2-goal game. As that, a nice backhanded effort by Trent Belli. Goaltender there, Andrew Vindrick, coming up big, keeping this a 2-goal deficit.
Well, Jerome had the number 1 seed. UA had number 2. Liberty was 3. New Albany was 4. St. Charles was 5. Moeller was 6. And then after that, all those teams got a bye, and everybody else plays in.
And it'll be for Jerome, the number 1 seed, as Mike just said. They'll get the winner of Dublin Scioto and Cincinnati Elder. And then a 3 seed for Liberty. They'll get the winner of Olentangy Berlin and Troy. And those games all being played next weekend. So we wish all those teams the best of luck. And great hockey is what we're hoping for. And hopefully nice deep runs for all the teams involved. Can't show favoritism. You can, of course.
Well,
you coach
like those. Andrew said, you had him on between periods. The competition and Columbus has gotten so much better. We've been here 12 years. You know, these kids growing up in Columbus have hockey from when they're a baby now. They don't know anything other than hockey. It's been here. And you can tell it as they're getting older, man, they're getting a lot better. And, you know, we're right on the doorstep of Cleveland, I believe.
The Columbus?
Absolutely.
Columbus region, yeah, I would agree with that, yeah. They've had the hockey, the tradition for so long, and especially the St. Ignatius's and the St. Edwards of the world.
They had a 40-year jump start.
Yeah, that they certainly did. They got the frozen pond up there in the river. It catches on fire in the summer. A minute and a half to go. 90 seconds left. Jerome trying to hold on here. Liberty trying to put on that full court pressure as we watch Andrew Vindrick started to inch towards his net to bring on an extra attacker, but he has to retreat back as Jerome clears to center. Then 15 to go as Liberty tried one last rush. Bindrick heading to the bench, getting the extra attacker on now as a sixth skater on for Liberty in the person of Jack Bowden. That puck high into the air. He'll come out of the zone, and they're going to blow it dead. And they blow that one dead as Keegan Pullins, I think at first thought maybe he kept it in and then kind of grasped the puck for a moment and then dropped it out of the zone, but they blow it dead with a minute two to go, so that'll force Andrew Vidrick back out onto the ice, and well, Liberty's going to have to win the faceoff and get up ice. That's about all there's left.
Going to need a miracle.
That they will, as faceoff win, though, for Jerome. Big faceoff win by J.P. Weaver. Weaver has it down low, centers it up, but Belli stymied out in front, and a clearing feed by Liberty out to center ice. Vidrick can't get off, though, as the puck slapped back at him. Under a minute to go in the CBJ championship, as Jerome trying to hang on and win their ninth championship. It's Weaver behind the net. Leaves it for Belli. Centering feed coming down the middle was, that was Avery Malicki, but couldn't get the shot off. Back up high. Kuzelman, he will fly one wide. Nolan Kuzelman, he got the insurance goal a few moments ago. Well, earlier in the period, 20 seconds to go, but Jerome, they're able to keep the puck away, and Liberty not even able to get back up ice, and Jerome is going to hang on, it appears to be, as the puck cleared back out to center ice with 10 seconds to go, and the Jerome Celtics on the verge of winning their ninth CBJ championship, as the seconds will tick down, there you go, CBJ champions, the CBJ Cup champions, are the Celtics from Dublin Jerome High School, their ninth CBJ Cup championship, their Capital Hockey Conference championship, and well, only a couple losses all season long, Mike. I think start to finish, they may have been the best team in the CAC.
I think you're right, and you know, they just showed how much better they were, because Liberty's a darn good team too. And Jerome kind of had a territory the whole game. They kind of had it going toward Liberty the whole game, and at the end, you just can't stop it, right?
Liberty gave Jerome a lot of fits, even early on here in this third period. It was a one-goal game, and Liberty had a power play, and I guess you really got to give some credit to the Jerome penalty kill here in the third period. They had three penalty kills here in the third period alone that they had to shut down.
5-on-3, they shut down, you know, and that was the big opportunity. Once that they killed that, they got a little spark. And made it a lot harder on Liberty to come back.
So congratulations to the Dublin Jerome Celtics 2018-2019 Capital Hockey Conference and Blue Jackets Cup champions for the season. And their record improves now to a very amazing and impressive. Now they have at least now 16 wins through the CHC and throw in some tournament wins as well. They're probably well over 20 wins. So that'll do it for the Capital Hockey Conference season. It's now on to the Ohio High School Tournament play. Wishing all the best of luck to all the Capital Hockey Conference teams as they will endeavor now into the state tournament. And congratulations, Dublin Jerome Celtics, champions of the Capital Hockey Conference for 2018-2019. Thanks to Bruce McCleary for joining us, the commissioner of the CHC. Also a big, big thanks to the former Columbus Blue Jackets 16-year NHL vet Andrew Castles for joining us for a few moments. Thanks to both coaches, Pat Murphy for Jerome, and also to the head coach, Kevin Alexander for Olentangy Liberty, for providing us the information. For our executive producer, Rob Ebel, for my son, Zach Waddell, our producer today, Mike Reeder, great having you on. Appreciate you joining us and adding your expertise, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
There you go. Final score here, it is the Jerome Celtics winning it over Olentangy Liberty by a final score of 3-1 to win the 2019 Blue Jackets Cup Championship. Thanks again for watching CHC Hockey on ESPN Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.